Há uma esperança no ar, que é força de todos nós. Há um canto a despertar, já do tempo dos avós.
Quando a paz que o povo chama, dá-se a paz que o povo quer. Lengo luka, aqui na Quiapoté, coitou.
Esteemed viewers, and welcome to Good People, Good Works on Supreme Master Television. Today's show features a leading international peace-building organization, Search for Common Ground, which has headquarters in Brussels, Belgium, and Washington, D.C., USA.
Every country in the world has a strong storytelling tradition. People have ways of communicating knowledge and telling stories to the young. That's how they teach, that's how they learn. Some places it's legends, some places it's sagas, but it's a way of telling stories. We try to take advantage of that storytelling tradition.
Founded in 1982 by former U.S. diplomat John Marks, Search for Common Ground initially focused on improving relations between the U.S. and the former Soviet Union. Today, Common Ground works to create constructive change for peace in 17 countries across the globe in Africa, the Middle East, South and Southeast Asia, Eastern Europe, and North America.
We had a vision when we started to transform the way the world deals with conflict away from adversarial win-lose systems towards non-adversarial win-win ways.
Common Ground has 18 offices and 350 staff members worldwide and is currently conducting peace initiatives in Angola, Belgium, Burundi, Cote d'Ivoire, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Guinea, Indonesia, and Iran, to name just a few of the nations where it operates. The Common Ground staff is enthusiastic and always willing to take the extra step to make a difference in the world.
The metaphor I love is of the child's toy truck, the one that you wind up and when it hits a piece of furniture, it bounces off and then goes around. But it keeps moving forward all the time. I've been doing this work for 27 years, and I love it, and I love to get up in the morning, and I love to come to work. And, you know, I am one of the most privileged people on the planet in the sense that I'm able to do what I love to do.
Common Ground's projects use diverse media to help propagate the message of unity and harmony within many different countries.
Introduce through our media work, through television soap operas, through our training, through our radio programs and television programs that have people in dialogue.
Mr. Marks gives an example of how Common Ground's long-term, comprehensive approach has improved societal relations in the African nation of Burundi.
In the course of about 4 or 5 years, and we've been there for close to 15 years, but in the course of 4 or 5 years, we did a whole series of programs that really had an impact to building bridges. That included soap operas, it included working with women, working with young people, cultural events, drumming contests, and the like. But it made a real difference. I mean, we've been told by people in Burundi we saved a lot of lives. And we'd worked across the whole country, across the whole society at the same time. It wasn't a one-off workshop or training. It was a sustained program that went on for about 4 or 5 years, and which we feel made a real difference.
What are the core principles by which individuals and groups can come to understand diversity and accept their differences?
Being willing to look for the other's point of view, being willing to put yourself into the shoes or the moccasins of the other person, being willing to listen rather than to talk all the time, being willing to empathize, being willing to just be there as a human being and to appreciate the common humanity of the other person, the other group.
Considering others' opinions, showing empathy, and keeping the greater good in mind are all important factors affecting issue resolution.
What we do is we say, no, let's sit together and put the problem in front of us. And let's shoulder to shoulder look at the problem and say, how can we resolve this problem for the good of my people, my side, myself, and for the good of your people, your side, yourself, but also for the good of the whole? And it completely transforms the dynamic of that conflict and allows a new way of seeing it.
When we come back, we'll learn more about the benevolent work of Search for Common Ground. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Good People, Good Works. Today's show features one of the leading international peace-building organizations, Search for Common Ground, which is currently working in 17 countries across the globe to transform the ways in which people deal with differences through assisting in collaborative problem-solving and using popular media as tools to promote harmony. As an organization that is valued and trusted by governments around the world, Search for Common Ground works with top leaders, key decision makers, and influential citizens to foster unity, enhance mutual understanding, and bring societies together.
And what we would like to encourage is leadership for the whole. So we have what's called leadership wisdom training, and we have a leadership wisdom initiative, which Susan Collin Marks heads. And the idea is to work with high-level leaders in order to have them hone their practice of leadership and have them lead from the inside out, not lead from, if you will, from their particular interest group or whatever. And that's a very important part of our work.
This is how we see a way that we can be effective, which is to bring these different strands together to address a conflict and engage the whole of society, top down, bottom up, wide out, in the business of building peace.
Through its top down approach, Common Ground has successfully planted the seeds of peace in the hearts of participants while being directly involved in interactions and negotiations.
Between Israel and Jordan, We were running meetings of retired generals from both places, and they were working out what would become the details of the security treaty between the two countries, and the results of their talks were getting up to the very highest political level in both countries. And we got it about 75% right, which we thought was pretty good. In other words, only the diplomats in the end could make peace, but we were able to get the process going early and get some of the early parameters in place.
While working with top leaders, search for common ground simultaneously takes a bottom-up approach to issue resolution by encouraging individuals to spread the message of brotherhood and hope, beginning with a constructive outlook in their personal lives.
People need, on their own level, to learn how to make peace with themselves, peace with their family and their friends, as part of having peace in their societies. Listening probably works better for peacemaking than talking. Getting to underlying interest rather than dealing with positions probably also works better. It's something that's within the reach of every human being alive, and it's a personal decision. And if enough people make this kind of personal decision, the world would be a much more peaceful place.
Since July 2009, Common Ground has been airing a TV and radio show in Côte d'Ivoire called L'Équipe, or The Team, about a fictional football club with players of different ethnicities and tribal groups. The program's goal is to promote social cohesion. Here's an excerpt from an episode where the club's coach talks to a player's former employer, who dismissed the young man when he learned he was of a different background than his own.
Voyez notre jeune nation qui est en train de se construire, de se bâtir. C'est comme notre équipe nationale de football. Vous aimez bien le football?
Oui, bien sûr.
Et aujourd'hui, tout le monde est mobilisé derrière notre équipe nationale. Mais l'entraîneur national, il a réuni toutes les compétences pour faire de cette grande équipe. Il n'a pas tenu compte des considérations religieuses, ethniques ou autres. Non seulement la compétence. Je crois qu'à l'image de cette équipe nationale, vous devez construire aussi votre entreprise.
Common Ground also uses radio in Burundi to promote reconciliation and forgiveness, establishing Studio Ijambo, a production house that provides original healing programs to major Burundi stations.
And we established a studio to make programs that were bringing together people who were divided, that were casting a constructive light on the conflict, that were helping people to hear each other. And one of the programs that we started was about heroes.
Studio Ijambo's ethnically diverse staff symbolizes the goal of national unity and togetherness.
In this studio, all ethnic groups are here, and to come here as a journalist who has to be objective and who has to gain credibility from all the listeners of our reports. Okay.
Common Ground also officially recognizes outstanding individuals and organizations around the world who choose to promote harmony and stand up for peace.
In 1998, we started the Common Ground Awards to recognize non-violent, non-adversarial conflict resolution. By honoring the achievements of individual peacemakers, we show that these principles work and are responsible for some of the most successful conflict resolution in the world.
One 2008 Common Ground awardee was the New York Philharmonic, a prestigious U.S. symphony orchestra that held historic performances in Pyongyang, North Korea, in February 2008.
All the people that we recognize are Common Ground heroes. These awards put the spotlight on their courage, strength of spirit, and often magnificent decision to choose forgiveness and reconciliation. They are living examples that non-violent, non-adversarial conflict resolution works at all levels and in all cultures when people find it in their hearts to search for common ground.
We salute Search for Common Ground for its noble efforts in bringing reconciliation and love to all corners of the globe. The organization shows that if we try, peace can spread quickly from us to our neighbors, to our nation, and finally, throughout the world. Gentle viewers, thank you for joining us on today's Good People, Good Works. Next is the world around us, after noteworthy news. May peace be upon our planet.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GPGW.